back to Gubin. Greetings, my friend, once again in the wonderful, precious, blessed name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because, beloved, only the Lord Jesus Christ can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of the human spirit. Only Christ can make our lives to be fulfilled and have giving us a purpose, that is, that will make our life worthwhile. Only Christ can do that. And it is so good and so wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to belong to him, to know that our sins are covered with the blood of Christ, are blotted out, never to be remembered against us anymore, to know that we are children of God, having been born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the best is yet to come. Yes, salvation doesn't mean that from now on there'll be no trouble. Oh, no. No, there will be problems and difficulties because you are entering into a warfare when you accept Christ, a warfare with the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and all of his demons. A real battle begins. But thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord, to belong to him, to be his, to watch God work, and to see the victory that he gives us as we obey him and walk in obedience to him. Well, I accepted the Lord over 69 years ago, and I do not regret one minute of my walk with him. I'm so thankful for his salvation. I do not regret that day that opened my heart, but I rejoice in the fact that that day Christ came into my life, transformed me, made me a new person, and has led my steps along life's pathway, brought me through many storms, through many trials, through many difficulties, has shown himself faithful, and I delight in him. Well, today we're considering the two ordinances of the church. And remember, an ordinance is a decree or a command that was given by the Lord. If you will look with me to the book of Luke, we see here again where the Lord instituted this that we call the Lord's Supper, our communion. The Lord was celebrating the Passover, the last Passover, with his disciples before he would be hung on an old rugged cross in just a very short while and would die for the sins of mankind. And so there we notice in Luke chapter 22, and beginning with verse 17, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Verse 19, and he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them. Now remember, the bread that they used was unleavened bread, because this was bread of the Passover, and the Passover bread was unleavened bread. It had no leavening in it, which is a type and picture of sin. And so we see he took that unleavened bread, he gave thanks for it, he broke it, and then he gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Do you hear the command? This do in remembrance of me. the bread represented the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus said, I am the bread of life in the Gospel of John. I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me, believing in me, trusting in me, shall never hunger. That is, in our spiritual hunger will be satisfied in Christ Jesus. And so he said, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. There's the command. As oft as we partake of the Lord's table, we're to do it in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. And thus we see this event was the instituting of the communion. Again, in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, and in verse 22, we again read, and as they did eat, Jesus took bread, and blessed, and brake it, and gave to them, and said, take, eat, this is my body. Verse 23, and he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament. Now the New Testament is the New Covenant. Christ was establishing a new covenant. The old covenant was the law, but the new covenant was salvation through faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. A new way of living, a way of entering into freedom and victory over sin, and living a life of victory to the glory, honor, and praise of the living God, being filled with the Holy Spirit of God, who does the work of salvation within our spirit, and who enables us to fulfill the law by walking after the Spirit and obeying the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. We automatically obey God and do those things that are written in the law. And so he gave these instructions. He blessed the bread, and they partook of it in remembrance of his body that was going to hang on an old rugged cross in just a few hours. And he took the cup. Now, they didn't understand all of this at the time. You and I are greatly favored to live in this day and age because we see and look back and realize and understand so much that they didn't comprehend at that particular time, that they didn't grasp and understand. Later, they did as they looked back and they realized and they learned the things that had been taught them, and they wrote those things down in the Gospels and in their other writings. And so, verse 23, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the new covenant, the new testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Oh, there's coming a day when Christ Jesus will drink the fruit of the vine with the church, his bride. Now, if you'll turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and here we see the instructions concerning this beautiful, beautiful service of communion with the Lord as we think upon him and meditate upon him as we obey this ordinance, this second ordinance of the church. Remember, the first ordinance is baptism. That's the first step that a person must take after salvation, is to be obedient to the Lord in baptism. Only then is a person qualified to partake of the Lord's table. And each one of the disciples there had been baptized, and thus they were in a position to partake of the Lord's table. This is the example that's set forth in the Word of God. Now here in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, here we read the instructions of the Apostle Paul, beginning with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. There's the command again. There we see this is the ordinance, the second ordinance that the Lord gave. The first ordinance was baptism, as we've already seen in Matthew 28:19-20. And now we see the ordinance of communion, remembering and thinking about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ for our sins. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, the new covenant that's being established through the blood of Christ that would be shed in a few hours. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And so it's to be done in remembrance of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for your sins and for mine. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. And so, beloved, this is a demonstration of our believing in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. These two ordinances, baptism pictures that, and this ordinance reminds us of Christ giving his life for us. Wherefore, he gives further instructions through the Apostle Paul. And remember, this is going to show forth the Lord's death till he come. That's the reason this ceremony is so sacred, because it pictures and reminds us of the death of Christ. And it's something that's not to be done flippantly, but it's something that's to be done with all gravity. As we read further, the instructions that are given and the judgment that comes from not recognizing this ceremony and the reverence and the way that it should be taken. And we'll discuss that next time. Till then, goodbye.